When Beth Jacobs was 16 years old, she needed a ride home. She had missed her bus after work again, after promising her father she was responsible enough not to make it a habit. So she asked a man she thought was a friend to give her a lift. He told her okay, and offered her a drink from his car's cup holder. She took a sip and woke up in a parking lot hours later.
So I got scared, you know, right away, and I said, "Where are we?" And he was like, "Baby, do you know what I am?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I'm a pimp." You know, I looked around. It was dark. I reached for the door. I was trying to get out. And he grabbed my hair, pulled my hair back. And he said, "It is what it is. I own you now."
The pimp told Jacobs if she didn't cooperate, he would kill her and her father.
"And this is what it is. You're going to sleep with this guy in this truck. He's going to give me the money and we're going to go to Chicago." And so he throws me in the truck. The truck driver raped me, got me out of the truck, and he said he wanted some of his money back. He told him I cried too much.
Jacobs was then beaten openly for others to see, and they did nothing.
People kind of watched it happen, and they didn't help. So I felt like I had to go with them.
Jacobs went from being an average 16-year-old to a human trafficking victim to a convicted prostitute. Today, Jacobs is 53 years old and works with Truckers Against Trafficking, or TAT, a nonprofit that trains truck drivers to recognize and report instances of human trafficking.
Human trafficking is the fastest-growing criminal enterprise in the world.
That's Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear. He and other AG offices around the country have teamed up with TAT. The FBI refers to human trafficking as today's slave trade and said that the numbers increase every year. Ohio reported the most cases in the Ohio Valley region. Kentucky had the second highest and West Virginia the least. But those rankings also correlate to the state's active roles in prosecuting offenders. Beshear says the crime is in every county, in every state.
One of the ways that we can best educate people about what human trafficking is the concept that in Kentucky, there's no such thing as a child prostitute. That child is being human trafficked.
Until 2013, minors picked up for prostitution in Kentucky would essentially lose their childhood. Rather than recognizing the child as a victim, the child would be treated as a criminal, according to a Protected Innocence Challenge report. 2016 is the first year that all 50 states have a law specifically criminalizing child sex trafficking. Ohio and Kentucky have created human trafficking task forces and have encouraged training for truck drivers. Before drivers can receive a commercial license, they have to train with the TAT video. Candace Paris is TAT's co-founder and executive director.
Well, actually, it was my mother, Lynn Thompson, who came up with the original idea.
Her parents owned a hotel when she was a child, and truck drivers were some of their frequent customers. So when Paris and her mother decided to fight human trafficking, Paris says the answer was right in front of them.
One of the things we knew we needed right away was something that could go all the places we couldn't go. There's over 400,000 trucking companies in the United States. Like 97% of them operate 20 trucks or fewer. So how are you going to get this information into the hands of the industry?
Truck drivers have become the knights of the road, according to Paris. Equipped with TAT training and an information card that fits into a wallet, drivers can connect victims with help in every state.
National Human Trafficking Hotline, how can I help?
Almost 27,000 calls were made to the hotline in 2016. The Polaris Project runs the hotline and reports a 35% jump in cases over 2015. Polaris attributes the increase to people spreading awareness of human trafficking and the hotline. While sex trafficking has the highest numbers, labor trafficking comes in second and increased almost 50% since last year.
Figure out what key this is.
This hotline connects victims to resources like shelters and detox facilities, places to get off the streets and start over.
It was more something that God laid on my heart a long time ago because I was also sexually abused and trafficked as well.
Kelly Russell is a co-founder of Victory Through Grace Ministries, a home and counseling center for female human trafficking victims.
We network with several different organizations, so they all know when we're full. And then we send out a thing saying that when we're open and stuff. It comes in spurts. Like January, we had 3 calls.
The home has 5 beds total, and Russell wants to grow to have 8 beds, but that takes money. Across the Ohio Valley region, facilities report significant shortages in beds for victims once they come off the streets. But these victims require much more than a bed. They need counseling, sometimes detoxing, and space that feels secure, a home.
I'd been through years of counseling. A couple places that I went into was like a 30-day program. And like the very first time I went into one, you know, I freaked out because it was like a 72-hour lockdown when you first go in, that kind of stuff. So I left.
When girls come to wrestle, she says they have either aged out of the industry, Johns tend to prefer younger victims, starting between 9 and 11 years old, or it's from some other horrific encounter like a beating or being arrested. But Beth Jacobs says occasionally, kindness can also trigger enough courage to leave.
The random acts of kindness, you know, listen to them. If you see them, if they look scared and hungry, you know, feed them. Ask them if they want a drink of water.
That little bit of kindness can plant a seed of trust, says Jacobs. And if it happens enough, a victim might eventually reach back for help. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray, Kentucky.